11. In the late afternoon, Weigert and Julian joined Watkins at a picnic bench in the courtyard of Wing 1. Watkins had slept most of the day, and to Weigert he looked quite a bit better than he had that morning. Perhaps he was finally on the mend from that stubborn viral infection. Nurse Franklin had wheeled him, well wrapped in blankets, into the courtyard, where long shadows slanted across the grass and the air smelled of ocean. Weigert was glad to avoid another meeting in Sam's claustrophobic, overheated bedroom. Julian said, "I'm glad you're feeling better, Sam. I'm only sorry to say that we have another problem. Two problems, actually." Watkins scowled. "With my niece? If she's leaving, she's one of the problems, yes. But not because she decided to leave. I think she hasn't yet made up her mind, although it's clear to me she has no other options besides us. But yesterday, she went for a walk on her own, sat under a maiden plum, and..." Watkins let out a string of curses. "How bad?" Luskin said she can't operate for at least a week. Camilla is dousing her with enough lime juice to float a battleship, but there's no way around it. But the problem is twofold. Ralph Egan is leaving earlier than planned to fill an unexpected vacancy at the LA hospital. He'll be here only 2 more weeks, which gives us only a short time between Luskin's okay for her to perform surgery and Ralph's leaving. Weigert said, "Can she operate alone? Without a backup?" "No, it's not complicated brain surgery, George, but it is brain surgery. She would never agree, and she shouldn't. We have to postpone the operating schedule." Weigert calculated. Julian's sister was scheduled next, then Aiden and another of Julian's techs, and not until then Weigert himself, because, as Sam had said bluntly, "We're both 76. Who knows what's inside our ancient brains that won't show up on an MRI? Let Caroline get in some practice first." Julian said, "I've already notified Lorraine to change her flight, and I can probably reach most of the nursing staff to do the same. But Barbara and Molly are already en route to Miami, so they will just have to cool their heels at the compound along with the rest of us." Damn. And then there's the question of another surgeon to back up Caro. I'm out of medical cousins. Sam said, "I may have found another neurosurgeon who will agree to come." Julian's gaze sharpened. "You have? Who? Why would they agree? And why should we trust them?" "I'm still talking to him. Let me say more when I'm sure." With the gathering twilight, floodlights came on under the eaves. Sam raised his hand to tighten the blanket around his shoulders, and Weigert saw the hand tremble.
"What else?"
Julian talked of various business matters. Weigert didn't listen. He was remembering Sam as he once was, and as he might yet be again, at least for short periods, in another branch of the universe. "Time to go inside, doctor," Nurse Franklin said. Weigert hadn't heard her approach. Sam didn't argue. As his wheelchair was being turned toward his room, he looked back over his shoulder.
"Changed my mind," he rasped. "Look up the surgeon online. Tell me what you think."
A pause, while Sam summoned his strength, and Nurse Franklin's strong, bare arms pushed his negligible weight across the grass.
"His name is Trevor Martin Abruzzo."
On the walkway, Julian said,
"At least, George, you'll have a lot of time to educate Caro about your theory. Although, not this evening, I'm afraid. She's pretty miserable with itching."
"I'll prepare some reading material for her," Weigert said hopefully.
"Poor girl."
"She's not exactly a girl," Julian said.
"Are you going all avuncular, George?"
Weigert didn't answer. That was exactly the sort of intrusiveness that Weigert disliked. One reason he and Watkins had become friends so long ago was that Sam did not share the usual American inquisitiveness into one's personal sentiments.
"Lighten up, my darling," Rose said in his head. "But really,
She is not a girl.
In his room, Weigert Googled Dr. Abruzzo. Useful tool, Google. If he and Sam had had it as graduate students, it would have saved long hours in the Bodleian. He was surprised to see so many citations about Abruzzo. Weigert read a few, and then did something he had not done in decades. Not since he and Rose had owned King Charles Spaniels. He let out a long, low whistle.